ஓம் நமோ பகவதே ஸ்ரீ ரமணாய. காவியகண்ட கணபதி முனி, தட் இஸ் நாயனாஸ் உமா சகஸ்ரம். வாசிஷ்ட காவியகண்ட கணபதி முனி பிலாங்ஸ் டு தி ரேர் ரேஸ் ஆஃப் இன்டெலக்சுவல் அண்ட் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஜெயின்ஸ். நியர்லி எ இயர் பிஃபோர் ஹிஸ் பர்த், ஹிஸ் மதர் நர்சமாம்பா ஹேட் பீன் டு தி ஃபேமஸ் சூர்யா டெம்பிள் அட் அரசவல்லி near Srikakulam in Andhra Pradesh to offer her prayers and worship. She stayed overnight in the temple after the traditional worship of the Lord. In the next early morning, she had a dream in which a beautiful woman with a golden divine radiance emerged from the corridors of the temple, approached her with a smiling face and a shining pot of fire and giving it in her hands vanished. To her utter astonishment, the moment the fire pitcher came into contact with Narsamamba, it entered her womb and assumed the form of a child. She believed that her child was a divine gift of God Agni. While she was waiting to deliver the child, her husband Narasimha Sastri had gone to Varanasi and was performing tapas in the Dundi Ganapati temple near Vishveshwara Ghat. He had the vision of a little child emanating from the deity Ganapati and coming near him. After these wonderful experiences by both, a child was born on 17th November 1878. The father appropriately named him Ganapati. Ganapati was educated entirely at home. His father, like his ancestors, was an expert and well-versed in Mantra Shastra, astrology and Ayurveda. With this traditional family background, proficiency in these subjects came naturally to Ganapati. He finished studying the classical Sanskrit poems and then devoted himself to the study of grammar and poetics. At the same time, he delved deep into the writings of Vyasa and Valmiki Maharishis. Like the ancient rishis, Ganapati wanted to experience immense strength and power by the practice of tapasya through mantra japa and meditation. When Ganapati was doing tapasya in Kashi, he came to know that an assembly of scholars, Harisabha, would be held in the famous city of Navadvipa in Bengal. On the advice of his friends, he got a letter of introduction and went to Navadvipa. There he excelled in all the difficult tests that he was put to with an effortless ease that stunned his examiners, who unanimously confirmed the title Kavyakantha, one who has poetry in his throat, voice of poetry, on him forthwith. He was only 22 years old then. Ganapati Muni, in his 25th year, went to Kanchipuram and then to Arunachalam, that is Thiruvannamalai, to perform tapas. He visited twice Sri Brahmana Swami, who was later named as Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi by the Ganapati Muni himself. On 18th November 1907, Ganapati Muni approached Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, who was then staying in the Virupaksha cave, and prostrating himself at his feet, said in a trembling voice, "All that has to be read, I have read. Even Vedanta Shastra, I have fully understood. I have performed japa and puja to my heart's content. Yet, I have not up to this time understood what tapas is. Hence, have I sought refuge at thy feet. Pray, enlighten me about the nature of tapas." For quite some time, the Brahmana Swami gazed silently at Kavyakantha and then spoke gently, "If one watches where his notion of I springs, the mind will be absorbed into that. That is tapas. If a mantra is repeated, the attention is directed to the source where the mantra sound is produced. The mind will be absorbed in that. That is tapas. The scholar poet was filled with joy to have found his guru and announced the Upadesham as Maharishi's original, and that the Brahmana Swami was indeed a Maharishi and should be called so thereafter as Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. Following this momentous meeting, Ganapati Muni composed his great devotional poem Uma Sahasram, a 1,000 verses in praise of Uma, the Divine Mother, as a part of his tapas and also as a gratitude to the great goddess for having given him the Maharishi as his guru. This Uma Sahasram is the magnum opus of Sri Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni. After this momentous meeting with the Maharishi, the Muni wanted to continue his tapas. At the suggestion of Bhagwan, he repaired to the mango tree cave on the Arunachala hill. Here he decided to compose the verses in praise of the goddess Uma, and the Maharishi gave his tacit approval and blessings. The Muni took a vow that he would complete the 1,000 verses in 20 days and started the composition on 26th November 1907. On the last day, that is 15th December 1907, he had yet to compose more than 200 verses. So he engaged 5 scribes and dictated all the required verses in the night. The Maharishi sat by his side with his eyes closed. It was midnight and all the verses of the Uma Sahasram were completed. The Maharishi then opened his eyes and asked, "Have you written down all that was said?" The Muni replied, "With your abounding grace, I have completed the task." Realizing that he owed to the Maharishi, the sudden flurry of inspiration that seized him that day, enabling him to complete his immortal poem on Uma. As a result, each verse of Uma Sahasram has the potency of a mantra. A devoted recital or even the mere reading of it can bestow all happiness on the devout aspirant. The poet then revised this sacred text 7 times, but left the last day composition of more than 200 verses untouched, as they are the verses direct from Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. The text is divided into 40 cantos, each having 25 verses. In all, the poet has used 29 different meters in this work. The first verse of each canto is a benedictory verse extolling the smile of the goddess Uma. The last verse in each canto mentions the name of the meter employed in the canto. The process of creation, the supreme form of the empress of all, the manifestation of the Vedic and the Tantric deities, the means to win their grace, yogic experiences resulting from their upasana, the truth of the 10 great vidyas, Dasamaha Vidya, the way of their adoration, the relevant sadhanas in the Upanishads, such are the profound truths presented by the seer poet in sublime poetry, drawing from the deep reservoir of his personal spiritual experiences. Uma Sahasram is a living synthesis of the Vedas, the Upanishads and the Tantra, built out of his lifelong realization in yoga. Each verse opens the door to spiritual experience. Now, let us take to the title of the first 300 verses.
Vyoma Sharira Stri Rupacha Arya Vrittam Sargadi Varnanam Pancha Chamara Vrittam Shashariraya Sadhanam Tanumadhya Vrittam Adhyatmika Vibhutayaha Ghiti Vrittam Parinayaha Upajati Vrittam Mahabhagyam Madalekha Vrittam Vyoma Sharira Matrukadi Vibhutayascha Vasanta Tilaka Vrittam Charitra Trayam Anushtup Vrittam Mandahasaha Arya Vrittam Keshadi Padanta Varnanam Lalita Vrittam Padadi Keshanta Varnanam Arya Vrittam Shringara Varnanam Ratodhatta Vrittam.